This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friends, how are you? Welcome back for another hour of What's on Your Mind. We're glad to have you on the program we call What's on Your Mind for a Reason. We want to know what's on your mind. So the show is for 800-228-0550. This hour we are going to do another version of our Top Cop conversation. Fargo Police Chief David Todd, Bismarck Police Chief Dan Donlan with us for the full hour to answer any questions you might have and just talk about trends, things that are happening, some things in the news, all of that and more today on the program. So bring it on. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. That's the toll-free number, but you can also call locally at 258-0550. You can text us, Todd at 226-8503. Or me at 367-2054, 367-2054, okay? And email is always welcome. That is simply studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, both our guests are on and ready to go, and we'll get right to it here today on What's on Your Mind. The chief of the Bismarck Police Department, Dan Donlan, is back with us. Chief Donlan, welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Very good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. Chief Thanks David, for having us on.
Glad to do it again. Looking forward to it. And Chief Todd, welcome. Glad to have you back.
Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm late, Scott. I got the voicemail first time I called in here.
No, we're good to go. We're just cranking up. Ready to go. Ready to go. So, Chief Donlan, what, as you woke up this morning, is the first thing that pops into your mind about protecting the residents of Bismarck? What's most prevalent right now and top of your mind?
For me, it's instituting our power shift that we're going to be instituting now coming up, and just ensuring we have more officers available out in the field, increasing that visibility, and really going after some of our crime trends and positive PR. So for me, it's just keeping the community safe as we can, working with our citizens, and keep doing a good job.
Did you say power shift? Is that what it's called?
Power shift, yeah. Instead of normally we have our officers, patrol shift, daytime works 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Night shift works 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. We're going to throw in eight officers, six to eight, on a power shift that's going to work each day from 3 in the afternoon till 3 in the morning. So that'll cover that 7 p.m. overlap when there's a shift change. And plus, from the 3 o'clock p.m. until 3 a.m., we're going to have those additional officers, in addition to the normal shift, out in the field, responding to the calls, going after some of the crimes that we're seeing trending in our community as well.
All right, Chief Todd, how about you? What's top of mind and number one thing you're working on right now?
It's not so much different from Chief Donlan's. We do our CompStat process where we map out crime and use algorithms to try to predict where our issues are going to be. We also do intelligence-led policing meetings every week where we through intel and information gathered try to identify the people that we believe are committing crimes in our community and try to target that activity. So that's as far as a general overview, you know, that's what we're really focusing on. We are also kind of starting to implement our strategic plan where that's personnel, that's data, that's philosophy, leadership, and technology. And so one of the things we've done through this last budget proposal is get a couple of people on board for our department this coming year that will take responsibility and give it to non-sworn positions to free up police officers and detectives to do more police work. One of those is PIO, media, marketing, crime prevention, and another is a tech position to help run all our technology, you know, with covert cameras, GPS trackers, downloading phones, downloading computers, you know, that we get through search warrants, things like that, to free up more detective time.
Interesting. You mentioned the algorithms and the different technology you have to sort of predict where crime will happen. I mean, is that obviously a technology that is an assist when you're planning on where officers are going to be? Does it work? I mean, do you see significant advantages from having a little bit of technology and that kind of guide?
We think it works. You know, we base it off of you know, our past criminal activity and the time, you know, the trends that we see throughout the year, when different crime seems to increase or when it decreases, and what areas of the community that you see those increases in, and you know, doing heat mapping where you try to identify the day of the week, the time of the day that those crimes seem to happen, and we then try to allocate our resources to try to meet that demand.
Interesting.
Or prevent issues from happening.
Questions or comments welcome, by the way, at 800-228-0550 for our guest, 258-0550. If you have a question or comment, we had a call earlier, Chief Donlin, about someone that was leaving church on Sunday downtown Bismarck and ran into a individual that was panhandling, was the term he used, but you know, asking for money. Is that a common occurrence in downtown Bismarck? Is that growing? Is there more of that?
Yeah, I don't know that it's, I wouldn't say it's common, like at churches and things like that. I heard that caller, and, you know, it doesn't surprise me. You know, we have them up on State Street, Interstate Avenue, or I-94 interchange quite often. You know, the thing about that is, you know, just somebody standing on public property and asking for money, you know, constitutionally protected type activity, so that our city, anyway, has an aggressive panhandling ordinance, defining the word aggressive. You know, nobody can reach out and touch them or stop their travels, that type of stuff, intimidating tactics, anything like that. Then that is what is illegal. So, but we do see that. We address it. I've called a few in when I see them on our medians up on State Street. That's a safety issue, one for the person that's, you know, out there requesting money or food or whatever it is, but secondly is traffic-wise too. You know, those are spots where people, if they're going to give, they got to stop in the middle of the road, or it's at stoplights and then they're trying to hand something off and then the light turns green and they're holding up traffic. So it's a real safety issue that we go about it at. And if there's anything aggressive, we're going to handle that and make that arrest as necessary.
Yeah, I know that I can't remember, Chief Todd, if that was a city ordinance or if that was a state thing, but you have the same issue in Fargo with the safety issue and on medians, right?
It very similar to what Chief Donlin is talking about. You know, we have the downtown area, which is restricted from panhandling, and it's a very defined area. You know, and then we have the same ordinance against aggressive panhandling. I believe our ordinance states something to the effect that they have to be 20 feet back from an intersection if they're going to be panhandling off the streets, and they also can't impede traffic or step out into traffic and impede traffic. So we have very much the same type of ordinance and the same issues. We probably see maybe a little more panhandling here than maybe Bismarck, but that's the way we try to deal with it.
Do either of you have an opinion on whether these people are legitimately in need of you know, a helping hand, or whether this is a professional panhandling operation? I always wonder with these signs and some of the stories you get. And of course, there was a story a couple of years ago where somebody had followed these people and said they were basically just going town to town and they're making money doing this. You know, so my heartstrings are always tugged, and I never know. What's your take?
Here's my take on it. At any one time, we have 5,000 to 6,000 job openings in the Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo area. So there's not a lack of employment opportunities here. So, of course, every once in a while, the media does a story on panhandling where they surreptitiously follow these people and watch them get into cars and then go stay at hotels or whatever, and they seem to make pretty good money doing this. So I'm a little suspect of people doing it.
Yeah, and I agree with Chief Todd. It's kind of the same. My answer to your question, Scott, was yes and yes. You know, the what you might call the professional panhandlers, you know, they ruin it for those that are actually somebody that are down and out, in need, get a little gas money, food money, move on to get to where they're headed to, and it ruins it for them. I've seen people out there panhandling, and then all of a sudden they're in a back alley plugging in their iPhone or their laptop, and they're on their laptop, or they've got their, you know, a couple of dogs and that type of stuff. So we've seen it, too, where they've gone and, you know, walked up a couple blocks, got into their nice new car, and taken off and headed to the bank, you know. So,
highly irritating.
Be careful.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, short break. Back with more of our conversation. We're going to talk a little about crime trends, more things are going there, and a few of your questions coming in via text as well. More of those certainly welcome. 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503 or call us 258-0550 and what's on your mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We're with Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to talk about the Splash family of pools. There's no better place in summer to be than in a pool. And you can have one soon from Vince and the crew at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is this one the best?
Because, Scott, it's an above-ground pool that you can set up in less than a half hour. We call it a permanent pool. You set up temporarily, but you can leave it up year-round. This is a commercial-grade pool. Matter of fact, it's used commercially all over the world. Our customers come in. They might be looking for an in-ground pool, but when you find out how much that is compared to the Splash Super Pool and the things you can do with that, it becomes an easy decision. It's great summer fun, and you don't have to go away for vacation. You can stay in your own backyard.
Saves you money, too, from an in-ground, right?
A lot of money. Plus, like I said, it's an investment. You can take it with you, or you could even sell it, like if you want to move and get rid of it. Kids are gone to school, whatever. You can sell it.
Best of all, enjoy summer in it. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too, online at hotspringnd.com. Stop and see them.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
H.A. Thompson and Sons have been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services in our region for over 100 years. Well over 100 years now. 1908 is when it all started. The Little Plumber, you remember that, right? And I really want you, if you are in the, if you own a building, if you're a business owner, find out more about their Link service options at H.A. Thompson's done. Effective environmental maintenance agreements are saving people money all the time. They maintain now the heating and cooling systems of about 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. So commercial operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot. And so they are in those locations to serve those regions around those communities. H.A. Thompson & Sons. Call them at 223-3393 or hatandsons.com. Back with more of our conversation with the top cops, Fargo Police Chief David Todd with us and Dan Donlan, Bismarck Police Chief with us today. Questions, comments, so welcome from them at 800-228-0550. Chief Todd, I want to ask you one more downtown question.
Sure.
I was downtown with the family on Sunday, and we're walking over to a restaurant and road construction down there, and we come across somebody, it's 12:30 in the afternoon, laying on the sidewalk. Right there on the sidewalk that we were walking by. And there was a little debate in the Hannon family over, okay, how do we handle a situation? So my wife says, I'm just going to call 911. We're going to leave it at that. Make sure he gets help. I said, well, I got to make sure he's okay, right? And our daughters were like, Dad, do not do that. You know, like, don't just let mom call and leave it alone. But I couldn't. I just had to say, you know, so I kind of tapping him and saying, you okay? And you okay? And after about a few minutes of this, me saying, are you okay? He said, I'm okay. What about you? So he was a comedian too. But anyway, what would you recommend, and what should happen? And are you seeing more of that kind of act? I was surprised at that time of day that you're running into somebody in that condition. But there was obvious drinking going on, and not just him, but some others as well.
Right. But you do see some of that activity downtown. We have a number of liquor establishments in the downtown area. And because of the services that are offered in the downtown area, whether it be jobs, you know, the temp job places, the Salvation Army, you know, community health, you know, we're going to see some of those issues in the downtown area. Kind of, it's a concentration of people. Whether you approach people like that, who are passed out on a sidewalk or not, I think is kind of up to your comfort level. We certainly suggest that you call us and let us handle that situation. We're maybe a little better equipped and trained to handle that situation. But if you're really concerned that somebody might need some medical attention and you want to render aid and you're comfortable with that, I guess I would leave that up to your judgment. But we can usually be there pretty quickly in those situations, and that's what our recommendation would be, is to let us come and handle it.
All right. Why is it that the wife is always right, right? I mean, just always.
Yeah. Just get used to that.
Yes, exactly. Just remember that, guys. Don and Wilton, you're next for our guest, the top cops on What's on Your Mind Today. Go ahead.
Well, this is something that you guys would be able to help us with. Maybe putting it out on the radio might be a little bit of help. But 83 up here, we've got construction from the Highway 23 turn off up to Minot. It's one lane for traffic going north. Okay. The issue is that the construction people have it set up to where they'll let you run 60 miles an hour till you get to the construction zone where the guys are working. Then they slow you down to 40, and then they'll put up signs on the other side of the construction, you know, where the workers are, and they'll let you do 60 again. We're getting a lot of angry people because once you go by the construction, there's like the lead car or truck or whoever, all of a sudden they don't want to do 60. They're going to stay at 40. And a couple of days ago, well, matter of fact, it was Saturday, it got quite entertaining watching people passing through the barricades and the barrels and stuff. And I was just wondering, is there anything that can be done to help out? You know, kind of watch these for these people that are a little impatient, let's say.
Yeah, this is Dan from Bismarck. You know, that's obviously North Dakota Highway Patrol jurisdiction and Burley County Sheriff's Department heading out north out of Bismarck. Let your Sheriff's Department know kind of what you're seeing, what's going on, Highway Patrol as well. I actually just took a trip up there yesterday. I was up at Minot and back, and we're doing 70 pretty much most of the way, except for some of those construction areas that you were talking about where you had to slow down. It's just patience for those vehicles. Take your time, leave a bit early just because of that potential slowdown. But if you're seeing the violations and have concerns in that regard, make sure you let the Highway Patrol or the sheriff know about those.
Okay, I just thought I'd bring it up, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks for the call, Don. Yes, Jack, who's on the road. Question for the Chiefs. Go ahead. You're on What's On Your Mind.
I'm concerned, like a lot of people, I guess, about the drug epidemic that we're calling an epidemic in Grand Forks. I'm sure Fargo and Bismarck acquaints with the same thing. But I bump into people nearly every day who I just casually mention, oh, yeah, my daughter is traveling with a druggie who transports drugs from Grand Forks to Bismarck or Grand Forks to Fargo, back and forth. I mean, it's just such a casual conversation relating to the usage of drugs in the druggie world. And we're calling it an epidemic. But I'm wondering if officers feel that you're so limited as to what can be done. Throw somebody in jail or in there for a short term or even prison, they get out and they do the same thing all over again. Do you see any change in the future in what you're able to at least suppress this uncontrolled rampant use of drugs?
Well, that's a great question. If we had the answer to that question, we'd be speaking all over the country about it. But you're right. It is, especially with opioids. It is an epidemic. I'm sure Chief Donlin is dealing with the same issues I am, as well as Grand Forks.
Yep.
And the opioid addiction issue is something that is these last few years is just I don't know if you, the right word is mushroomed or exploded. But when people get addicted to opioids, oftentimes it starts with the painkillers and then the pills, and then it moves to heroin and fentanyl. And that addiction is so strong that these short-term 28-30-day treatments are not enough to address that issue. It actually takes months to reprogram the brain and help people through that addiction and even give them a chance at beating that addiction. But when you are addicted to opioids such as heroin or fentanyl, the withdrawal is so painful and miserable to go through that people will do just about anything to not have to go through that. And so what that does, it ends up driving our property crime up, our thefts and our burglaries, because people are stealing things and pawning them or trading them for those drugs in order to not get sick, just to stay well enough to function, through their day. And so that drives up our crime rates, and it is a real challenge for us.
Jack, I want to follow up with your question as well and give Chief Donlin a chance to answer this when we come back after the break on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. If oil was not flowing in that pipeline right now, what would it mean? Let's ask Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
The Dakota Access Pipeline is one of those major infrastructure projects that is essential for the long-term health and development of a world-class resource like the Bakken. It's essentially the interstate highway system of oil. You have to have the ability to get your product to market. That pipeline was designed to completely wrap the entire Bakken and to get our oil to a better market at a better price, which is huge when I'm talking about the difference between $50 and $60 a barrel. As this all flushes out, we're going to see that is added substantially to the net back to the producer and all of the investors, but also to tax revenues of the state and tax revenues that goes back to the counties and back to water projects and back to education. Just $1 better priced on the Bakken across state is around $100 million a year.
Important facts. Thank you, Ron Ness. Setting the record straight about the Dakota Access Pipeline, another radio history. Thanks for listening.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. The economic impact, the jobs, the affordable energy, the reliable energy that has a ripple effect for businesses all throughout our region. All important reasons to be part of this coalition for a secure energy future. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org. Chief Donlan, the caller was calling about, sort of the flippant nature in which people talk about how these drugs are transported. Is what he's describing real? Is that happening?
And I guess my speculation is when you're involved in that type of an environment, that type of world, if they're moving the drugs and couriering them or traveling, it's, they're aware, they don't want to get stopped and arrested, but it is nonchalant. That's the world that they live in. This is a business for those individuals. I just want to remind people, too, in the education that I've received on drug addiction and mental health, some people that are in this industry keep reminding me, although heroin, fentanyl, carfentanil, very dangerous, and we're seeing a more of it in our state. But we got to remember the socially acceptable use of alcohol kills more people annually than all drugs combined. And we can't lose focus on that. It is a multifaceted issue that we need to ensure that we as our individual communities are working together in order to address these issues.
Well, I appreciate the call, Jack. Thank you very much. Others welcome. Our last segment now with Chief Todd and Chief Donlan, the top cops, joining us to answer your questions or comments. Some texts I haven't got to. Ask Chief Donlan what happened to the list of Bismarck officers who signed the recall petition and why was it made? I guess that goes back to the...
good question. I've never seen a list. I do not know the names of the officers that signed the petition. I don't care. That was completely taken out of context. It was blown out of proportion by some desperate individuals. And there is no list. The accusation on Todd Mitchell's show was that I was going to deny people's off. Man, I can't even deny my deputy chief's time off. I don't know how I'm going to get to the officer level and deny somebody's time off. It's just ridiculous. So that's about all I have to say on that. It's just an absolutely ridiculous accusation as to how that was going to be used. There was a legal reason on an investigation why the city wanted to identify those individuals to ask them a simple question about which petition they signed, because there were dual signatures or signatures on the other petition I can't remember what that one was for, that were found on, apparently, the mayor's recall. So possible fraudulent, but that's enough of that.
All right, Chief Todd, a few texts that I'm going to summarize into one question, I guess, here with the use of a clip related to the refugee data gathering that Dave Pepcorn, a Fargo City Commissioner, has requested. And for folks that aren't familiar with this, Dave Pepcorn, Fargo City Commission member, has said, you know, the impact on schools, the impact on, you know, social services, the impact on law enforcement. I want to gather as much as I can to understand what are the costs of the refugee resettlement program in North Dakota. You had answered that recently, and now he's saying that he doesn't feel like that he's getting the straight story. I want to give you a chance to respond to what he said here.
These numbers aren't difficult to find at all. They're difficult to reveal to the public because obviously a lot of people don't want to go through what I've gone through, but the numbers aren't hard to find at all. They're all there. The challenge is to find the courage to disclose them to the public because of political correctness.
So how do we reconcile that with what Dave Todd says, that we really can't tell you how much we're spending in law enforcement costs on refugee incidents?
You absolutely can. We know exactly how much we're spending. There's a lot of reluctance to divulge those numbers.
All right, so he's basically saying, you know, you're just not saying it, which to me is a strong charge. Well, how do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, we supplied information, and that was in regards to what our cultural liaison position, you know, what the cost of that in our budget, which is salary and benefits. I think maybe they're mixing up a couple of different issues there that they're talking about. I know that people have asked, well, how many refugees or new Americans are arrested or charged with crimes? And my answer to that is I can break the data down by race. But I can't break it down. We don't have the ability to break it down as to whether they're a refugee or new American. I mean, if they're African American or Caucasian or Hispanic, I can tell you that. But we haven't ever collected the data as to whether they're a new American or a refugee. So that might be the confusion there. I mean, I've never associated a cost with what it costs to arrest somebody. I just, you know, that's just part of what we do, no matter who they are. But I can give you the cost of what our cultural liaison officer position is, and I have supplied that information.
Do you, I think his assertion is to just gather all the data and then be able to make a solid decision to say, okay, what are the impacts? You know, the schools would be English as a second language, right? Social services would be how many take advantage of programs and how many, you know, if we're bringing them here and they're taking advantage, what is the cost of that? And then, of all the things you have to deal with as the Fargo Police Department, how many are related to people that are brought here, from LSS, by LSS? Do you agree with his mission to just get the data? I mean, because some people said just doing that is racist. I don't think it's racist to just want to know the data. The question is get the data and then decide to do with it, I guess, what you mean.
And I've been asked that question before, and here's my answer to that. I have no problem with people asking those questions, what does this cost, or how much are we investing in that. I think those are legitimate questions to ask about anything that deals with public money. But what I've told people who get offended when those questions are asked is, hey, that's an opportunity. If you feel like your community is a positive and that this is a good investment, and here's why, you know, whether it's filling jobs in the labor force, you know, whether it's cultural enrichment, you know, by bringing different cultures into our community and their different restaurants that they provide. And I think there's any number of benefits to having new Americans and refugees in our community. And so I think when it's asked how much does it cost, I think those are opportunities to say, you know, maybe there is a cost to it, but here's what you get for that investment, and try to, you know, tell that positive story too.
Chief Donlan, I know that Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck are the three locations that LSS resettles refugees. Have you had some of these similar issues in Bismarck, and what's your take on, you know, the I guess, the economic burden, if you will, on your agency or others?
Yeah, no, I agree with Chief Todd. We have no way of breaking it down on our calls for service as to are they a refugee, a new American, you know, or not, by race, you know, absolutely. But what we do too, and I'm sure it's similar in Fargo, with Lutheran Social Services, I have an officer that goes as part of the training session, the long, drawn-out training that the individuals go through when they come into our state and into our community. And our officer goes over the laws, child abuse laws, domestic laws, drinking, minor in possession laws, drug laws, you know, just the basics, driving laws, things like that. And then I have been going with as well since I became chief. He does his presentation, and then I just sit and talk and welcome them into their community. I've lived here my whole life. Some of them are here only a couple days to a few months by the time I meet them, and want to let them know that we are a very open and transparent community, not free of problems or racial issues by all means, but we want to make sure that we're aware of those issues if they're experiencing them. I oftentimes am more concerned because we haven't seen an increase in crime that we can tell from new Americans, refugees. My concern is that they can be easily manipulated or become a victim themselves. And we haven't seen that either. So we monitor that to try to identify if are they being victimized more often or are they, you know, committing crimes. But it's back with any other citizens in our community. We're going to go after the individuals that are committing the crimes, that are harming others and, you know, being predatory against them.
All right, let's a few minutes left here. Let's go to a lightning round here and get as many questions and answers in as we can. Can we, this is for you, Chief Downland, can we get an aggressive enforcement on illegal lane changes? Bismarck has a problem with drivers turning and cutting to the farthest lane.
Man, yeah, absolutely. We do various focused enforcement operations out in the community. Red lights is another one. We hear that all the time. State Street and whatnot. And there's some timing issues with those lights that we've been trying to work on as well. But I won't go into too much detail. That's an issue that we need to address. And we have, like I said, when we institute this power shift, those are some things that those individuals are going to be able to do along with our traffic section. So the lane changes, I'll make sure our officers keep an eye out for those as well.
Chief Todd, a texter asked if all offenders of hate speech are offered a chance to reconcile with their victims. Also, would you have handled the Somali incident had it not gone viral?
Well, you know, those are every one of those are situational things. I mean, first of all, is there a willingness of parties involved that would like to get together and work through it? I mean, that's the biggest thing. I can't force that on anybody. The incident that we're talking about happened here in Fargo. We had parties that were eager to come together and try to work this out. And would I handle it the same if it weren't viral? Well, if the circumstances were presented to me the same, I don't see why I wouldn't. It seems like a great opportunity. So there you go.
Let's see what else we can get in real quick. Distracted driving, there's new law in place as of August 1. Your officer's doing what now? Chief Donald, anything different?
You know, nothing different. Now there's just another tool for issuing a ticket. It's not that an officer might see somebody looking down to pick up their drink as they're driving, of course, non-alcoholic drink, their coffee, or, you know, reach into the back seat for a quick second. That in of itself is not a violation. There has to be a traffic violation that occurs, and then if there is a distracted, based on the definition of law, if there is, the operator is distracted and thus the violation occurred because of more than likely that distraction, they can get a ticket then for the original traffic violation. Let's just say they were looking down and ran through a red light. Well, you're going to get a red light ticket, but now they can tap on that distracted driving because the distraction is what actually caused the violation. So they're not looking for people that are looking around and not straight at the road. That's a misnomer, and that's not how it's going to work.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that, you know, how many of those are handed out and how much it acts as a deterrent, because obviously that was the main goal of the legislature. Gentlemen, thanks. Look forward to our next session of the Top Cops. Thanks a lot. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Scott.
Fargo Police Chief David Todd, Bismarck Police Chief Dan Donlan, together on What's on Your Mind. More coming up.
Straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hendon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
One segment is all that remains in the Tuesday, August 8th edition of What's on Your Mind. One measly segment, Todd. We're down to one segment left. Oh, my God.
Last chance, last call. Time for the lightning round.
This is the lightning round, ladies and gentlemen. So anything you heard today you want to comment on, something you didn't hear you want to comment on, here's a question I have for you. I really hate, and I don't use that word lightly, hate crimes. Mainly because to me, if I do something that is wrong and against the law, That's a crime. I don't need a hyphen, you know, hate crime. So I've been watching with interest this incident down in the Twin Cities and in the Islamic Center has been, I mean, like mega news. And thankfully, nobody got hurt. It sounds like somebody threw something in a window and there was nobody around where it happened. So there were people in the building, but they were far enough away from where this went in that nobody got hurt. But that is quickly being labeled a hate crime. Now, you don't know. You really don't know. So you got to get into the heart and mind of somebody to understand whether something's a hate crime anyway, don't you? How do you know? You know, unless he says, I don't like people who are, you know, Muslim, so therefore I'm going to throw this in the store, chanting it as he goes in. Now, I've heard plenty of incidents where people have been harmed, where there have been suicide bombings, and the person's yelling Al Akbar before they do it. I never hear that's a hate crime. Way to call that a hate crime. Call it a bad deal. So anyway, fast forward to this week. And the Nativity Church and School has been vandalized. $100,000 worth of damage. Rocks were thrown at skylight windows and at classrooms from the roof. They got on the roof and then they started throwing these things into the $100,000 worth of damage.
Why?
So is that a hate crime? I don't know. But as a church in a Catholic school, happens to be the place where every child in the Hannon family went from kindergarten through fifth grade. So it's a special place in my heart, but I'm not thinking any differently because of that. I mean, I like the place. It's a wonderful school. By the way, recently renovated, and now they're doing $100,000 worth of damage. Carpets, blinds, stuffed animals all need to be replaced. Who did it? Is it a hate crime? How can the Islamic Center be a hate crime and this one not be a hate crime?
Exactly.
Not convenient.
Is that the church lady would say. Minority religions, minority religious sects, or does it apply to everybody?
Because this is a big yawner compared to that. Why? Why? I'm asking, and I don't have the answer. I want to know. I figure the smart audience could pick up the phone and call us at 258-0550 and tell me why. Or text Todd at 226-8503. You don't have time to text. You just got to get on the phone. 367-2054 if you want to text me, but we'd rather you call. Kind of a sad deal. I have a Facebook post about this if you want to know more. My question is this a hate crime? Now, am I being hypocritical if I ask that question when I hate crimes?
I'm sure somebody will say that.
I'm asking you. You be the judge.
No.
Crime is crime to me.
Right.
But I am raising the question of it seems a little hypocritical if we have the Minnesota Islamic Center, major national story, people calling it a hate crime, governor going there talking about it being a hate crime, members of Congress, the whole deal. I mean, everybody's jumping on this. This should be too. We're going to be consistent on this whole thing. Here's some of the comments from you on Facebook. Sounds like felonious vandalism to me. I agree. Anne says she was thinking the very same thing I was thinking. In fact, she said, yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. Love that when we get those comments. Debbie says, yes, I agree, Scott. Rock says, a few surveillance cameras don't cost very much. Not both places. We know a little more. Barry signing on saying, yes, it's a hate crime. Nate saying, don't hold your breath, Scott. Jeffrey says, hate crimes are really thought crimes. Either it's a crime or it's not. Extra penalties for thought seem to be a violation of the First Amendment. Interesting point. Jeffrey says, also, anyone calling the mosque a hate crime or this church vandalism a hate crime needs to be intellectually honest and call the burning of Craig Cobb's building a hate crime, too. It's a slippery slope if we only protect mainstream thinkers. Brian weighs in on that, saying Craig Cobb is a different case. His cult is not a recognized religion. Jeffrey says, doesn't need to be recognized. The whole concept is silly by enhancing penalties based upon what someone was thinking when committing a crime. Don't we have smart listeners? Shanna says, retaliation for the Minneapolis mosque damage? Too closely related for me. I'd never thought of that.
Is there a difference between cuddling and coddling?
Yeah, that goes back to our earlier story there.
Yeah.
Wow. Boy, oh boy. Now we're out of time. We got to go. We got to do it all over again tomorrow. All over.
All right.
EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, get us your questions for him. We'll see you tomorrow.
To have a really good job, a company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks, Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, have service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.